You know, we just got to execute, man. You know, we didn't play good. That's all I'll say. We played shitty and got to come back and try to bounce back from that.
Have you ever been as frustrated as you were after that game?
Yeah, you know, that's not the first game, and that's not going to be the last. So I got to control my emotions and my body language a little better than I did on Sunday.
How do you do that? I know that Brady went through a thing with body language.
Yeah.
How do you control it?
You just gotta take a deep breath and relax and just let the game come to you. Don't press anything. I think that's what I was doing. I was pressing, and just go out there and continue to have fun, man. Just go out there and play.
I think you got. He's got like 50 targets, third or second in the league, but not many deep ones.
Yeah.
How do you
just the way everybody playing me now. Everybody plays outside leverage, so they're really taking away the outside. So I really have to run a lot of slants and keep them honest. And that's what I got to do. I got to be able to go inside more and run more in breaking routes to open the deep ball back up. So
the body language thing, AJ, why is that important for you?
Because you just the camera's gonna always be on me, no matter what. And by my body language, even when a bad throw, not showing Andy up or offense up, just controlling it a little better.
I guess sometimes you lose sight of the fact that how much of an impact you have on other guys.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. That's what I really sat down and thought about, even while I talked to coach about, keep my head high. And, camera's always going to be on me, so I can't show that, getting to me. I got to go continue and play.
Did you sense it yourself?
Yeah. I sent it myself. I was like, man, that's not me. I watched the game film, and I'm over there, arms failing and all loose, and that's not me. That's not the way I act. So.
And following up on the attention thing, do you filter out the fan comments? Do you read any of that? Do you follow any of that on social media?
No, man, I don't really care. They're not the one out there, grinding with us. I don't pay attention to that stuff. They love you when you're winning. They hate you when you're losing. So.
Do you think the body language can also say to a defensive back, maybe I'm getting into his head?
Yeah, I think that's another point. You can't show the point is that you're getting frustrated. You got to keep continuing to work and stay positive.
Did Hayden get into your skin a little bit? Hayden was a bit demonstrative.
I think that's the way he plays, man. That's some people plays like that. When they made a play, he's going to talk smack, dab his teammates up. But now I just got to run back to the huddle, get ready for the next play.
Do you think he got in your head a little bit?
I don't think he got in my head. I let the frustration really take over.
Has Hayden or a corner ever done to you what he did in the second quarter, kind of that throwdown and many taunting gestures
and what? I think so. I think I have been, but. No, they're playing well, so he deserved to do that.
What's it going to be like going against Tlaib on Sunday?
It's going to be another grind, man. I just got to continue to work because I know everybody's game plan is to take me away, and I got to be able to, manage my, be able to go out there and run my routes to win, and don't worry about the double team. So.
Belichick's thing is taking away the best.
Yeah.
AJ Green's with his team does best.
Yep. So I just got to go out there and continue to play. I can't get frustrated. So.
Did you just watch game film or do you watch TV?
I watched the TV copy. It tells you a little more. So.
What'd you think of that? About how you came off on the TV?
Oh, man, it's a little bad. Like I said, the body language is not me, so.